KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
students at BYU are disappointed but not too surprised to hear about Mark Pope leaving the school to become head coach at Kentucky. Even without him, they believe the team will have a good season next year. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Second, week one of the Chad Daybell trial is a wrap. They're on break today, resuming first thing Monday morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spawn.
Some very good news. The left lane is now open. The crash is cleared. Southbound I-15 at 7200 south, but we still have stop-and-go delays into South Salt Lake. Northbound I-15, it remains jammed up from North Temple all the way to 4th Northwest Bountiful, where we have a crash and load spill over to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Record warmth today, and there's still warm temperatures tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
81 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. More U.S. troops and assets are moving into the Middle East. The Pentagon says it's to address an imminent threat that Iran could stage what Tehran says would be a retaliatory strike on Israel and to protect U.S. troops who are already in the region. A show of Republican unity among the leadership.
November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. That's the election.
Former President Trump with House Speaker Mike Johnson at a joint news conference at Mar-a-Lago. A New York judge denied Mr. Trump's request to delay his hush money trial due to overwhelming pre-trial publicity. Proceedings are set to begin on Monday. One person is dead and several are hurt. A suspect is in custody after a stolen 18-wheeler crashed into a Texas Department of Public Safety office in Brenham, Texas. Troopers say the driver told police he was retaliating after being denied a commercial driver's license the day before. Stocks close lower. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. They're calling it the Gabby Petito Law. Not here in Utah, but in Florida. The governor there has signed a domestic violence bill this week, spurred by Petito's death in 2021. The law requires that police do a lethality assessment on domestic violence calls. Joining us live, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. So, Alex, we do have a similar law requiring lethality assessments here in Utah. Can you explain how it's going to work in Florida?
Yeah, so this will be similar to what Utah has. And really, it is Utah and the interaction that the Gabby Petito had in Moab with the with police officers there in the stop when they were seen fighting, she and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, and that body-worn camera video that went everywhere of police talking to them and then separating them and then sending them on their way. The Petito family has wanted to expand these assessments to more states. And now in Arizona, they've made it really after Gabby Petito and her mom saying, that's the body camera. Her mom saying,
I can say that if they had used a lethality assessment, I'm certain my daughter would be alive today. They just need more training.
So these are 12 questions in Florida, similar to Utah's. Questions like, did the aggressor ever use a weapon against you? Have you ever been choked by your aggressor? And police are by law going to have to ask them in Florida at every domestic violence scene, try to better understand if a victim is in danger of being murdered. It'll take effect in Florida in 3 months. And Jeff, critics are saying this puts too much pressure on patrol officers to go through all 12 of these questions and for them to determine if a victim is in danger of being killed, and victims don't have to answer the questions. Some police groups are saying in Florida, hire domestic violence experts if you want police to do that. But supporters of this law are saying the reality of this is when you call 911, who comes? It is police. It's not domestic violence experts. So they need the training, kind of like DUI training has progressed over the years from when it used to be looking at somebody and saying, well, you look OK to drive, or take their keys and tell them to come back in the morning. And now it's very much by the book. And there's a lot of science involved in it that they want police to be trained in domestic violence and really know, unlike what happened in Moab, exactly what questions to ask, how to read the situation, and then how to move forward.
Well, here, the law has had a profound impact. The shelter for abused women, the shelters, rather, around the state, are quite full much of the time because of the lethality assessments and the changes. We appreciate it, Alex. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone on what Florida's doing now.